Vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris is in Arizona today, and so is President Trump, who now has less than a week to reverse poll numbers that show Republicans are at risk of losing Arizona for the first time in 24 years. His supporters still have plenty of faith. I met Bruce Pastel and Linda Durkee at a recent rally outside Phoenix.
We're hopeful.
Well, we're Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And we were here in 2016, and the polls looked pretty dim for him then. I have a feeling that we can count on that happening again.
Yeah, big believers, and I think they're going to come through, and we're going to get Arizona through as well.
But if the polls are right, there will be a few reasons Arizona turns blue in 2020. The state's demographics are changing fast. Liberal voters are moving from more expensive states like California, and young immigrants are voting for the first time. Alejandra Gomez deserves some credit for that. She's the co-director of a group called Lucha, which came together a decade ago when Republican state lawmakers passed the anti-immigration law known as SB 1070. That law got attention around the world, and it angered people in Arizona who'd never participated in politics before. When I met Gomez in her Phoenix backyard earlier this week, she told me that if Joe Biden wins Arizona in 2020, it'll be a result of the work that emerged in that fight back in 2010.
I remember also doing a 7-day fast with other volunteers. And when we heard that SB 1070 was going to be signed into law, I found myself at the Arizona State Capitol in a prayer vigil with seven other community volunteers. And that group of seven turned into hundreds of thousands of people doing not only marches and protests, but also the voter registration work, which at that time, the work was to expand the electorate.
So if that moment was as important as you say it is, why haven't Democrats won in Arizona at the presidential level?
For our communities, this has been a long time of planting seeds, inviting communities that have been victims of voter suppression, not invited to ever cast a ballot. All of those years of exclusion and harm, it's taken community organizations like ours to build trust with communities. Arizona had long been fighting for resources to take on people like Arpaio, to take on people like Russell Pierce. And time and again,
Pierce was the architect of SB 1070.
Pierce was the architect
of SB 1070. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, both of whom are no longer in office.
Correct. Those were deemed fights that we would not win because, quote unquote, the Latino community does not vote. And what we demonstrated through those fights is we were able to take Sheriff Arpaio out of office through the ballot. And that's because we went to those communities where the BIPOC Black Indigenous communities had been excluded and invited them to, one, register to vote and then to get out the vote. And our communities did. And so what we're seeing now, 10 years later, is all of that work, but then the investment of being now a battleground state. We're seeing our communities take the conversations that are happening at the kitchen table about politics and actually translate those into votes at the polls.
So now your prize is even bigger than Sheriff Joe Arpaio. You're trying to win for Joe Biden. He's been criticized for taking the Latino vote for granted, for only making one visit to Arizona, for instance, this surprise battleground state. Do you think he's doing enough so far to get people motivated to vote for him here?
What we have seen from the presidential campaign is that they are doing more than any other presidential candidate has done for the Latinx community, for Black, Indigenous people of color. But the thing to understand also is that our communities are not a monolith, and we are very diverse. So the lesson that we should learn even out of this cycle is that we actually need, moving forward in a post-2020 world, we need to see nuanced cultural messaging early on in May versus starting in August.
But I want to make sure I understand what you're saying here. Are you satisfied with the level of investment the National Democrats have put into Arizona, especially when you see what Donald Trump is doing? He's been to this state over and over again. Mike Pence has been to this state. They're coming again this week. They believe that they can take Latinos who are conservative and get them to support their candidacy. And doing so, even just at the margins, 1% to 2%, would be enough to keep Arizona red. So who's doing more and who's doing better?
The community that always has done the most for Black, Indigenous, people of color, and that's the community organizations on the ground. Lucha is part of not only leading Lucha Blue campaign, which for us means that we're turning Arizona blue this year, and we're part of the MIAZ coalition, where we're set out to turn out 1 million voters to the polls of Black, Indigenous, communities of color, and New American majority. And for us, that is really important because we're the communities that have been out there registering voters, organizing off-cycle. We're not waiting the way that we never waited during the Arpaio fights, during the Russell Pierce fights. We have delivered for our communities what our communities deserve.
As you say, the Latino vote is not a monolith. It's clear. I've met many conservative Latinos who are motivated by the president's message on abortion, for instance, who say Latinos don't want handouts. They want to pull themselves up just like everybody else to pursue the American dream. What do you say to those conservative Latinos who might be considering Donald Trump and who might, as I said, keep the state red?
You know, our primary fight sent a very clear and resounding message. Traditionally, District 27 would vote for a pro-life candidate. This year, they voted in the primary to move forward with Diego Rodriguez, who is a pro-choice candidate.
And this is a state legislative district.
Correct. It's a state legislative district. And that district sent a message that we are voting for people that truly are fighting for justice, equity, women's rights, women's health, and we are not stopping until we see legislative majorities locally, but also nationally, with candidates that represent the interests of our communities. Our community is paying attention that the Trump administration is the single biggest threat to our communities.
How confident are you that at the end of Election Day, Wednesday, November 4th, we're going to know who won Arizona?
We already have seen historic numbers of people that are registered to vote for this election. In Maricopa County alone, Adrian Fontes said that we had
the county recorder,
2.6 million people that registered to vote. Democrats we have about 100,000 lead right now in our early vote returns. That all means that it may take a little longer, but that means that the county recorder is doing their due diligence in counting every single vote, making sure that every single Arizonan's vote is cast and taken and accounted for. So it will take us a little longer to know, but I trust.
Does that worry you? I mean, because if it takes the longer it takes, the more politicized the process can become.
You know, I think Arizonans are paying attention and we want a fair count.
Election night, there's a lot on the line for everybody involved. There's also a level of excitement and nervousness. Just level with me. How nervous are you going into election night?
You know, I went canvassing on Sunday and we knocked on the door of a gentleman. He just became a citizen August 31st. And he was so excited to cast his ballot for the future President Biden. And it grounded me in the fact that our communities, one, are paying attention and they want to be able to participate. So all I can say is that I've heard this before. Panic is not a plan. We need to be out there knocking on doors, reminding our families, our cousins, our neighbors, our tías, our tíos to get out and make sure they are casting their ballot.
Alejandra Gomez, thank you for letting me come into your backyard and sit down and have a conversation with you about politics. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This was great.